Nedarim, and Daphaz Min Aleph, Nishlat Sof, Kol Kin Nedarim, Kin Nedarim, Kvamim, Kvamim, Kishvus, Kishvus, Zirus, Kin Zirus. Says Iran, in the Mishnah we see that when you say a Shua, you don't have to say Hashem's name. Why? Because by saying a Shua with Hashem's name by itself, without saying the word Shua, that itself is making a Shua. It brings two ayahs. One of the Gemara of the Gemara says, L'kei Yisrael, learn Megalino. You said the word L'kei Yisrael, didn't say the word Shua, and yet it is a Shua. So you see the word L'kei Yisrael, it itself is a Shua. Another Gemara of the Chabezon, that says, Mariya Kula Loite Imno. That person makes a said, Rav Kana said, the Mariya Kula, the mass of everything, Loite Imno. I'm not going to, mass of everything, I'm not going to taste. So, and the Gemara says, because of that, he couldn't eat anything. So you see the word Mariya Kula, is itself Hashem's name, and it is considered a shvur in and of itself. So the Chacham Soif over here on Iran. First it starts off, we see Aleph, that when we make a shvur, it's lav dafka meloshon HaKadosh. It's even meloshon HaRamish. Or any language. Why? Because Elokei Yisrael is loshon HaKadosh. Marikula is not loshon HaKadosh. So first, a shvur is b'chol loshon. Second, he says, since a shvur is b'chol loshon, the Gemara in shvur, Daf Lama Vav, says, when we say the word racham, the word chanun, that itself is a shvur. Racham Chanan, the one who is Racham, the one who is Chanan, the one who is merciful, the one who is gracious. Who didn't even say it in any other language, say the word Rachmano. Since it does not make a difference what language you say, who didn't any Knuim in any other language, it itself is also Hashem's name. It's also because of making a Shua. So the word Rachmano is another language, it's only a Kinoi of Hashem, and also it's because of making a Shua. 30 ends off, says also, since by making a Shua, there is a Shua. There's no difference whether you say it Loshon HaKodesh or another language, whether you say it the name itself or Kinoi, who didn't make a bracha l'atola. It's no difference whether you say it in any other language or Loshon HaKodesh or as a Kinoi. There's no difference also Shem Shemayim l'atola. It's all for the same pasuk. Either Loshon Hashem Hashav or the pasuk in Tumor Daf Dalad Hashem L'Kach HaTira. There's no difference what you say it, what language you say it in, or how you say it. People come to Akhwan Sam Sofer very clearly. The Marshal, I will say in English, the word G-D, Hashem's name, Blaz, I will say it. So Chacham Sofer holds it's an Issa Deraisa. To say the word G-D is also, it's Nichol, and it brings it from the Ran. He's saying it's, you're even Issa Deraisa of Es Hashem Lekachitiro. No, okay. So, first, Pshat, how does a person read the Ran? Because when a person reads Iran, they say L'kei Yisrael Loi Megalina. Everyone read Iran, they said L'kei. They didn't say the word Hey with Hey, because it's Hashem's name. Yet, when you read the next line, next couple words, it says Mori Kula Timna, Mori Kula. You read the straight, it didn't say Mokei. Everyone, I assume, it said Mori, the correct way, which means the mass of everything. Chon Sam Soi B'chol is Issa D'Raisa. How can a person read Iran straight? B'chol, how can you ever say anything?
What's the connection between Mori Kula and G-D-H-T? Mori Kula is an explanation.
Yeah, and still the Chacham Sofer says, Yo'iv Hashem L'Kachitiro. Certainly G-D, but it's a college game. It's a college game. Mamash Mori Kula, he says, Yo'iv Hashem L'Kachitiro. Yo'iv Hashem L'Kachitiro. But G-D,
that's
even worse. It's a name itself. It's not even an adjective. It's not even a keynote. It's a name.
Maybe the name itself is also a name.
No, it is. It's a college game. The name itself is in other languages. Kolskin, the way we describe it, it's not in itself. But it is a name, that's how we say it in English. So some hackers read Marikula. How can I write right now say Marikula? Lepor should be also. Or Lepor should be asking, or ask different, I heard different Rebbeim, ask Kaisei Adoyolom. Hack said the word Rachum, Hack said the word Chanum. Lepor is some sort of it also. I heard the Rabbi Baruch speak about Baron David, the Rabbi Kalvach, the Rabbi Meltzer, they all by Tzorachim Lechud the Sam Sofer. You think you say, we ourselves, we can argue the Sam Sofer, we read it that way, either could we all look at Kiva Eger and Shulman Simchof Hei, who argues on the son-in-law, and says, saying Shem Hashem Vatola is not when you say it Balaz, there's no Issa Balaz, he always will say G-D. We can say like a Moshe, Moshe is Mechal Bittim and Shuv, he calls Sam Sofer and says, not true what he says, and then Marikul is no Issa at all, only Rachmona business, not Marikula. The Maisa Kod of Samsoi V'chur, how can you read the Ran? V'oi V'chur of Samsoi V'chur, the Gemara against him, the Gemara Chol Beis and Beis, which I think we're learning here, second Seder. What happened? The Kana said, Mori Kulo Timno. I'm making Shul, I'm not going to eat. And the Beis still backed him, since he said, Mori Kulo, therefore Lo Timno, therefore you can't eat it. How did Kana say it back? How did Beis say it back to him? He just said Hashem's name. How did the Gemara of Fush, he said back these words. For him, he was, Oy V'shem Shema V'atala, how can he say it back? V'chur of Fush, he'll never say it. Shalom is why. Shlomo Zalman in the Lichas Shlomo and Tefillah and Parachof, he says even if one of some sorry for Yulase, the Oilom Lase Rachum Khan is no Isser. He says clearly he says it. He doesn't say why. He says Vadi Latu and he doesn't explain it. The Lop Shan is again the Rebbeim don't have an answer, I've asked them no answer. Lop Shan is there's a Marim Shik in Mitzvah Samach Tes. He brings down his Rebbe and seems to explain his Rebbe. That saying Shem Shemai Levatola, saying Hashem's name in vain, is only when you say it in vain, when it's Levatola. However, let's say you're doing it with Shach, that you're saying about Kosh Baruch Hu is godless. But Etzim Yilase Hashem's name, Yilase Yudke Vovke, passing the wind, Shulchan Aruch, and Sim Reist as Vov, when someone asks you about Hashem, you're not praise Hashem and say His name. We're Machmer, when someone asks you how you're doing, you say Baruch Hashem. When Me'ika Din, so the Shulchan Zalm, Yilase say Baruch and say Hashem's real name. And Sfadim do say, they say Baruch and say Yudke Vovke, Yilase Hashem's name. There's no Isra in that. Shvach, that's what Be'ezmir is, people do say Hashem's name. Some are Machmer, some don't. So, and some do, but you'll be din when you say Zmiris, which is Shach Hashem, you lost Hashem's name. Therefore, says the Maram Sheik, when you're saying the word Racham Chanun, or Adon Olam, in these cases, Adon Olam, the word, when you say it Stam is name, there's no Shach in it, but the word Racham itself is Shach. The word Racham is, what does Racham mean? The one who is merciful. And you're calling that to Hashem, that is Shach. You're calling Hashem Chanun, that is Shach, Adon Olam, he's the master of the universe. That the word itself is Shach.
So, out of the blue,
it's mutter. That's what Shlomo Zalman says, you're allowed to. And that's what Rav Shik says, Pshat is Rebbe, you're allowed to say, because the word itself is Shrach. The same in the Baruch and the Son of Baruch, that's also your Evil Lysi Yashem Hashav, where Machmel Chomo asks you. But stump to say, Adonai Ram or Rachel Chana, that's mutter. Those words itself are Shrach. To say G-D, that's not Shrach. That's just his name, that'll be also. But to say it, when it has a Shrach in and of itself, the meaning, that says Rav Shik is mutter. That's called the first Pshat in the Chassam Sofer. Now, are you not saying Jideshti? Shemati? What is it?
We don't say
but make that deal when you say Shrach Hashem, you're not saying
it. So how come we don't say that?
But which case? When the person is how you're doing, you say Baruch Hashem? We last say you, Shlomo Zalman said you can say it. And the Sfarim do say it. We just smack with Stamazo. Make that deal. No. And why? It could be one's lost in a code, just one's already in a different language, one's more nicker as being a kinoi, as the attribute, the chul. But the mikadin is motor. So again, so l'chor, come back with some. Sorry if you can't say G-D. Shemati, I think from Yitzi, 2 weeks ago, that he says, fine, everyone knows Chassam Sofer, and not only is it Chassam Sofer, Alokha, the Mishmur Paschas that were in Tzim Pei Hei, Sivkon Yud, he says, he writes, you cannot say, he brings down the word in Yiddish, he writes Kimmel Tess, he says, that's how he said in Yiddish, you say it for no reason. He brings it down also in Simon Reish Tess, well, two Mishabur's Paskins, you can't say Shem Hashem Balaz for no reason. Any name, or Jidash, you can't say. So Yiddish told me, everyone knows the Mishabur, and it's a Das Yochid, Kiddua, and no one, we're not knowing that way. Everyone knows Kiddua, everyone knows we don't follow that way. So first, is that true? The Cholkim, who are the Cholkim, and do we have to be Machmel or not? So the Gemara in the Dorm Dav Zayin Om Veiz, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chonon Omer Rav, Hashemei HaSkosh Hashem Mepi Chaveiro, if someone hears your friend say Hashem's name in vain, the din is Yehei B'nidu, you have to put him in the Cherem. Tzorach Mendoi, you have to put him in the Cherem. When you do, if you don't put him in the Cherem, then you yourself are in the Cherem. Why? Because any place that you mention Hashem's name for no reason, Shom Anis Motzoi. The Gemara says that when you hear a person say Hashem's name in vain, you have to put him in the Cherem. Now what name are we talking about? Is it Dafka Yukei Vavkei, or is it any other name? So the Mugi Yosef, on the run, in the back, he brings down, first the Goinim. That's the Goinim, that this Isser, the person saying Shem Hashem, that you had to put him in the Cherem, that's the Goinim, the Huadin al Kinuyim. That's even on Kinuyim. A Kinuy, the passage you'll say, means even saying it in any language is a Kinuy. Who you have to put in the Cherem. Tzorchun, don't you say why is Oven Isser, Minapel Hashem al Kachat Tiwa. However, the Mugi Yosef goes on, brings down a Ritva, the cost of a Ritva, near in Dvarav, Shein nido zeh el baskosh Hashem or bekina yiduah shel alaf dalad ukiyot sabai and the mashemas ham yuchadim avaloi al maskiru balaz. So the Ritva, there's no iser, and you don't put a person in chayim when it says balaz or shalashon or any other lashon el goyim boy, but you yell at him. But saying G-D says the Ritva, there's no iser at all. Says Achiezer in Shulah Chalakim Sam Simulam Beis, he said this Ritva is explaining the goyim. It's not only the goyim, it's also the Ritva, and lechud muki yosef brings it down. So this Chassam Sofer, the Chol is going against the Ritva, against Muki Yosef and the Goinim. Chassam is the Kasha, the Ritva says, no it's the Shem Hashem Balaz, the Ritva himself brings Yerayah from Mora Kulon. What is the Kasha in the Chassam Sofer? But not only is it these Rishonim, the Rambam in Shavuos in Enem Perik Yudbeis Halachid Aleph, he says that Isser Shem Shemayim Levatola is Dapka B'Shemes HaMiuchodim. What Shemes HaMiuchodim says of Kivega and Shuv and Simuchafei, that means Dapka things of Yuchod and Apalaz. Any other language is more to the same. So it's a Rambam. No, it's a Rambam, it's Advaz and Shuv and the Simon Tov Tov Samach Gimel. He speaks about the Shemelim who say the word Aleph Lamed Lamed Hei, which they say now all the time. They call their the Ebrish Aleph Lamed Lamed Hei. He says, Avadi, you're allowed to say the name, there's no Issa at all. He says, Tov Lezor, but Mika didn't allow to say it. So against the Chassam Soif L'Chuy, Afar B'Shoinim Goinim, we have again the Advaz, the Rambam, the Ritva, and Muki Yosef, and Goinim. Among the Paiskim, instead of going through what they say, just to say the Ma'amah Kremis among the Paiskim, the L'Chuy argue on this, is the Goin, it's brought down in Meshiltas, in Shilta, and the Gimel says, Yilah say Hashem Hashem B'la Azub Kivek, and Shuvan Tzim Chafei, the Yeshua and Brachas, Daf Yudbeis, Chaim Pelagi, and Chaim Mesholim, Nechalik Aleph, Beis Yitzchok, and Archaim, Mitzvah Tzchinuch, and Mitzvah Samach Tes, Dach Yezin, Nechalik Gimel, Marsham, Nechalik Aleph, the Agos Yisag, and Asay Aleph, Avnezin Yoredeya, Erech Hashulchan, Tzim Reish Beis, the Rav Palin, Ben Ishchai, and Nechalik Gimel, Yisran Or, and Chuan Mishnah, the Buchacho, and Tzim Reish Yites, Chus and Hogan, Nechalik Aleph, Shom and Zaman Orbach, in the Lich Shloim, and Perich Habeis, and Yisrael Beis Schwartzman also said the same thing. Before, the whole part of 23, Paiskim, Rishonim, Gedolim, all said like Yitzi, some say it's wrong. So, is it true or not? Much of this is a Mishnah Berurah. So, first, to say the fact, again, the Achiezer says, Ritva is explaining the Goyim hold Be'etim and Tzmutter, say Shem Hashem Balaz. The Goyim Shusank says, no, the Ritva is coming to argue in the Goyim, and the Goyim hold itself as Aser. This man is there, we have all the truths of Goyim, and you go look them all up and see what the Goyim say, before what they say. So the Oyser Goyim in the Dorim of Zaino and Beit, he says, when you say Shem Hashem, that you have to put a person in the harem, that he writes clearly, Afil Balaz, black and white, even Balaz, even in any language, but Kol Lashon, any language you have to put a person in the harem. And we have another Chuvah Goinim called Goinim Mizuchamayim, it's the same thing. Another Chuvah Goinim called the Shai Chuvah, Chuvah Goinim Lick, Chuvah Goinim Nas Domestic. All these five different Chuvah Goinim all say black and white, that there's an Isser saying Hashem's name in any language, and you have to put a person in the harem for it. Now is it these five Chuvah Goinim, it's the Eshkol and Dorim. Rashi in Chorus and Hedron on Kup Aleph and Beis says Elam Chelk Olam Habo applies to the person who says the Palaz. Say GDSG, Elam Chelk Olam Habo. It's a Pashas Rashi. The Smag brings down the Rashi in the Say Dalit. The Marie Baal also in Hilchot Yom Kippurim brings down, and the Ben Yeruchim also in the Siv Yudalit says the same thing. So we have now 10 Rishonim and Goinim who say it's Osir, and it's the right of Hashem Akachi Tiro. But Lalocha, what do the Paiskim say? After them, so again, just to quote them, the Prima Godamasses, Shofar Acharav, Chayodim, Yesh Meichlum, the Shlach Kodesh, Binyan Tzion, Kalayoyitz, Mishtabruah, the Seichem, the the Nasivis, Kid Shofar Arach, Tzemach Dovid, Moram Shik, Pesche Chuv, the Gulion Nehashas, Pashas, Vemoisra, the Kaf Achayim, the Sevich Haredim, Nach Yosef, the Biyashiv, the Sliyazar, the same Bracha, the Zaysa Bracha, Shein Alochas, and the Chassam Soif, and all the Machmirim, which is a lot more, I think it's about 35 Paiskim, Rishonim and Goinim, who hold, it's a derisa of Shem Lekach HaTirah. So, true, the people will make, and I think they make more outside of Yediyah. People do say Hashem's name for no reason. They say, oh, and say G-D. My wife, I tell her, she doesn't say it. She says, oh, Hashem. It's very cute to hear a person say, oh, Hashem. It like, takes away the whole anger from the person. But, you know, say it. L'alocha, I don't pass. Can you ask your Rav? If you go in the Gidre Epsach, L'alocha, first Aleph, we show them Paiskim, L'alocha, home is also. That's Aleph. Beis, even if it's equal, it's Shavah. You want to tell me 35 verse 23, it's Shavah. Fine, Sovah Dereis L'chumrah. Third, there is the Ramah in Choshem Mishpat, Simon Chafei, and I think it's Sev Beis, that says, any time that we find Chuvah, the Goinim, that say something, and Pashas, the Rishonim, or the Paiskim, do not have it, if they were seeing the Goinim, they would have been Choser. And if we had to follow the Goinim. And what Paiskim, we always have to follow the Goinim, if they didn't have it. And the Goinim say, clearly it's Aser. A fourth reason L'chumrah to be Machmer is that the Gemara says, you have to put a cherem and itoy and nias is rocked by it. But even my kilim, the ritual is makel, says going, but you have to yell at the guy and stop him from doing it. And the Radvaz says, tell the Zohar, even the makilim are machmer, that's them. Why l'chur a'al paisk la machmer, mishibu himself is machmer, was chul alocha to say it, l'chur should be osir, and l'chur say reis, l'chur a person has to be machmer and not say it. I can tell me, you hear people saying it, and the Gemara says, you hear a person say, Hashem, Hashem, Balaz, you have to put him in the cherem. So l'chur, you hear a person saying it, get off, he's in the cherem, gewaldik. So, First, the Rambam, when he says Allah put him in the chaim in the Hilmas Talmud Torah, he says you put him in the chaim when? Dafka when it's bemazed. First, bemazed. When it's shogeg, you don't put him in the chaim. Most people are shogeg. But Oyit says the Rambam, not only the shogeg, don't you have to put him in the chaim? He says osir. It's osir to put him in the chaim. First, the shogeg is also put him in the chaim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and all the Poskim, Shulchan Aruch and Simon, Shin Lam and Dalet, the Poskim afterwards say, when a person says, Shem Shemayim Levatolo, you put him in the chaim, dafka bemazed, the shogeg is also to put him in the chaim. Osir. Mice that happened to me 10 years ago, I was learning the Dorum, Yeshiva in the mirror. So I learned the Sugya, and I think like most people assume Yilat say Yishem Hashem Elaz, Yilat say Jidashi, I said it. Machavus is a joke, he put me in Chayrim. So then Obiyashi was, he was available to go ask him, see, what's the din? Am I in Chayrim or not? They went to Obiyashi, they asked him. Obiyashi said, even though it was a joke, he didn't mean to put me in Chayrim. He called up Chubas of Kivegu, I don't know where it is. But a chayim as a joke is a ksed a chayim, and I have to match the chayim. I wasn't a chayim. I said the lad, I said Jidashdi, I was a shogeg, it was also him to put me a chayim. He put me a chayim, it was a joke to put me a chayim, and still the miyash was machmer. So don't put a person a chayim. You can learn the sugya of Zayin soon. You can go through the paiskim with it. It's very interesting to see what your shayim bets mold. But that's the miyash. You yourself should not say it, but don't be so quick to put people into chayim.
You match the
what?
The chayim, or we have to
wait? So then they told me, that's when the person himself, Shulchan Aruch says he should be matir right away, also favor. He himself should be matir, because else he has to leave. But then it wasn't the posture, whatever he said. But that's when the person should be matir right away, and I know Mr. Kaplan, he had a mic, also a guy said, he told me yesterday, also 10 years ago, even 10 years ago, maybe 5 years ago when he lived in Durham, he was diving in a minion in the street block, and the guy was diving very long. And the Olim didn't like it. So by the time we finished my history, turned around, everyone was gone. Everyone went and walked out. So the guy got very upset and gave a klolot to everyone. So Musa stood up, put the guy in chayim, there was matir. Says, chayim, Gemara says, you put the guy in chayim. Chayim, that guy, you said klolot with the shame's name, chayim, that guy was amazing. Chayim, then you had to put him in chayim. And Musa said, you have chayim too. Fine, that's the shame of the GHD. So it's also said. What about the Oisius? Can you say G then O then D, or do you have to say G dash D? So one of my was told me, anyone said G dash D is Shtuyot, the Badak can say the Oisius, G and then O then D. First, is that true or not? Is there any makar or any reason to be machmir saying G and then dash D when you speak? So first, what is the Issa saying the Oisius of Hashem? So there's a Mishnah, there's a Sanhedrin, a Daf Tzadik, but Abba Shol says, Hoge Hashem by Oisius, by Oisiosov, person says the Oisius of Hashem, Elam Chayz Olam Habo. He doesn't have Chayz Olam Habo. What does that mean? Machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Hei, and Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches. Does it mean that you cannot say the word of Hashem and read it? The Kriya Kiksovai. That means you can't say Yukavokke and read it, which will call it Mishabur Paschim Simon Hei, when the Rebbe says clearly that you don't eat this, you're allowed to say, because you can't read a Kiksovai. That's what it means. What does it mean? You can't say the Oisius. You have to say Yud Kei Vav Kei and then Vik. You can't say the Yud and then the Hei. You have to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. I hope you show them. And the meaning is certainly be Mach, where everyone says Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's how the Kavachayim pass them, the Chayotim, Radvaz, Shulchan Aruch Ari. They all pass them, the Shlach Kodesh, that you can't say the Oisius itself. You have to say Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's how that's certainly the meaning. We don't say the word Hei. So what about the Laz, saying in English? Do you also have to say, can you say the Oisius and Laz in any language, or do you have to say dash? So what is the getter of the Isser of the saying Yud Kei Vav Kei? What makes something being Shem Hashem that you have to, that's an Isser to say the Oisius? So Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches says the getter is Mechika, something that you can erase, something that you cannot erase. Since Yud Kei Vav Kei you cannot erase, therefore you can say the Oisius. So now it's part, G-dash-G, it's written down on a piece of paper. Are you allowed to erase it or not? Is an Issa to erase Hashem's name, or are you not allowed to erase Hashem's name? We vein again, we have Kedusha, and we again, we'll speak later about bringing it to the bathroom. We have a coin, the American coins all have Hashem's name in it. Is it Kedusha in it of itself? So the Shach, Paschim, the Kufayin test, had G, it said G and then O then D on a coin or any language, you're allowed to erase it. There's no Issa, it's more to Minatoria to erase it. Mishabura, Simpehe, Paschim is like this. The Moshe passes like this. There's no Kedusha in the Oisius when it's written. There's no Kedusha at all. And that's how Kamat Rav Pesach can pass away. There's no Isser to erase Hashem's name. If so, if they get it Isser Mechika, so the Bada, you can say the Oisius, G dash D, you can say G and then O then D. There's no Isser at all. And I think the meaning is people do say it, For two reasons. First of all, Nadab Yehuda says it's never an issa, even UK Vavke, you say the Yud and then the Hey. That's Nadab Yehuda passing the Lachal Maisa. Lo'aydi, even in English, if the Gedis Mechiko, Mika, then we pass Gilana Reish Hashem's name. In English. There's no issa. However, there are Cholkim, so there is at least the Makar, the Ovian and Dorim and Simidal, the Gusman brings down a Tumim that holds that Yinala Reish Hashem's name in any language, or they bring down a Chavasiyar. That also holds that way. The Moshe brings down a Chavasiyah holds you cannot raise Hashem's name in any language. We have that to hold that way, but all places will hold you cannot raise Hashem's name in any language, even G-G you can raise. L'chul l'fi d'zeh, l'chach was all the passes that way in Kalam and Tess. According to that, l'chul, you cannot also say Hashem's name in G-G, you have to say G-G. And l'chul, there is a Makar. L'alacha l'chul, that is what we make in, and I think that's Pashat l'alacha. However, there is a Makar to say G-G, and there are people who do say it for this reason, l'chul, because get it is a Mechika, and the son will hold you, not raise Hashem's name. Fine. Once mentioning the Indian of the word, the Indian of dash of a line, stamp. When you write something, does it save it from the kedusha? When you write Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you write Yud and then Hey, putting a dash there, would it help? Does it take away the kedusha? Well, not. People when they write their name, Yisrael or Gabriel, they put a dash there. Is there any point in that, or is it meaningless? So putting a dash in something, the Paiskim, the Avnezim, the Yerodeim, the Chassid Choriteres, the Yerzheim Zonnefeld, and Shuvas Managas all say it's meaningless. It does absolutely nothing. Putting a slash, a line, Yud, and then K, and then Vav, and then K, putting a line in between, trying to take away the Kedusha, has no point at all. Because why are you putting a line there? Saying you read it together. Saying you read it together, that means you're calling it one word. If it's one word, it has the same Kedusha, Yud, K, Vav, K. Putting a dash there, putting a line there, has absolutely no point. To take away the Kedusha, and therefore has the same Kedusha, as any name of Hashem. That's what the place can say. If so, Gnesk, we see a lot of people, they put a dash, for whatever reason, and the name Yisrael, Gavriel, and Chura should be gain nothing out of it. So first, to put a dash to the value, you don't have to, because you don't mean Hashem. Rather, it's more to the right, and you bring it to the back, and there's no issue at all. However, there's another problem. Besides the Kedusha of Hashem's name, that you can erase, but there's another Issa the place can bring down, not the Issa Deraisa, but the Issa called the Issa Bezayin. Kilar Vaza, the shame of Hashem. Why? Or I saw the Mishnah Halachas of Nachshon Klein explains that when a person is hanging, a person, when he dies, and they kill him, and in Kitetze it says you hang him. So it says, Rashi brings down, what happens? You have to bury him before nighttime. Or and by the nighttime. Why? Because Rashi brings a marshal that there was a person who was born, twins, and one became a melech, one became a rasha. So what happens? The guy rasha, he was high misa, they hung him. So and they look the same. A person sees a rasha being hung, it looked just like the melech, and the bezoyin to the melech, rasha the bezoyin. So therefore, we take down a person after he's hung for that day. So who did Hashem Hashem? The Hashem writing UK Bavke when I myself write it, the kedusha in it. When the guy writes, the machine writes, there's no kedusha, but the bezoyin, it looks like the UK Bavke. So all the person we talk about in all the issachol bezoyin. Therefore says Ach Yezer and Shum and Chalakim and Sim and Lam Beis. True, he holds that Shem Hashem written has no kedusha at all, and you're allowed to say it. However, he asks, can you bring a newspaper to the bathroom that has the Shem Hashem? He says no. Why? As bezoyin, there's no issa bezoyin. That he says putting a dash, a line there, that will help to take away the issa bezoyin. That will take away the chesaron of bezoyin. Therefore, could be also why Yisrael, we put a dash there, or anyone by name puts a dash there, take away, maybe the Indian of Bezoin looks like Hashem's name, but take away the concern of a Bezoin. What about a coin, American coin, that says, in G-D we trust, when a dollar bill, you're allowed to bring it to the bathroom. So Vada has no Kedusha at all, that's Parshat. You're allowed to erase, we owe you allowed to Hashem's name, has no Kedusha. Therefore, Shlom Zalman, Lichashlem, Payachot, and Mishnah Allah, and Nash Shaklai, and Paskin, Allah, and Maisa, you're allowed to bring your coin to the bathroom, your dollar to the bathroom, there's no issue, you don't have to cover it. No, it's at all. However, there's another reason to misupik why not. Minchasidchok, Minchalik Alav, he's misupik. And the safe in the case of Kovat Field, big exam, this in Kerel, this is Machmel. The Machmel is Bezoin. It has no Kedusha. But still, it's not nice. So, a lot of one covering is good. If you only want two coverings. But, again, the whole show is this because of Bezoin or not? Our bathrooms are for soy, there's no real Bezoin to it. Again, Shalom Zalman, Nashaklan holds Mutter, no coverings at all. But rather, you should keep it in your pocket, keep it in your wallet, there'll be no issue at all, because there it won't even be a bazaar. That will clearly almost be okay. What about?
Why they have no kedusha?
Because. Sorry?
They
even the Almachav, if I write in any language, but again, the Shach says, I write, G-Dash, I'm allowed to erase it. By the way, Balaz, not doing the Lashon HaKodesh. By the way, something... Meshibu and Sim Pei Heis of Kohen Yud brings it down the passing that way. Bring it down doesn't mean any Cholkim. And then the way Pais can bring it down, come on, all Pais can bring it down and don't Cholik. Yes, Kash is why that's true. Chacham HaZadim is the one who wants to be Cholik, I think. But come on, all Pais can hold that there's no Kedusha in Noisi. If you erase it, there's no Kedusha. Like, no Kedusha, bring it to the bathroom. Why do people are Machmer? That's the thing. Because Pais is where the Chumah comes from. Isn't that nice?
What's G-O-S-H?
What? G-O-S-H. G-O-S-H? Gosh, I don't think it's anything. It's not a description of him. It just, like you say Hashem. How can you say Hashem? It's a kinoi for Hashem. It's a kinoi. You say Hashem. You like to say Hashem? So the Rav Gussman over here in Simon Dalin in the dorm, he says, how can you say Hashem? And he brings down the Chassam Seif and says, you can't say Hashem. He brings down the Gemara in the Dorim and says the problem with Hashem, and the Kama true is, so Kama talks about how can say Hashem. Pashas, the reason why you can't say Hashem, we're saying Hashem not to say Hashem. It's like, it's a whole oiker. So the poor thing, gosh, not to say Hashem, not a bad is not Hashem's name. I'm saying Lafuke, I'm not saying Elohim Achayim, there's no Isser. I mean Elohim Achayim, but it's Zara. Or I'm allowed to say Lord Jacobowitz. To mean Hashem, it's also to say, Shemach has a true about, that you say the Lord in England. Right, why? Because Hashem's name is not allowed to. But you mean somebody else, why are you allowed to? There's no issue in that. When the Sheikh Ahmed, he originally wrote his sefer, Shin Dal Adiyot. So the people are big kindness to him, who that's Hashem's name. So he has a whole conscience of this in itself that it has no Kedusha. I don't mean Hashem. No, I don't mean Hashem, I mean something else. So when he means something else, who there's no Kedusha in and of itself.
Guaranteed.
What?
Guaranteed overnight.
Guaranteed? If you mean that, then tell me. Fine, but Pasha, when you say G dash G, you mean Hashem. Well, that'll be also, because you mean Hashem. Fine. What about to the 100 shekels? If you look at the 100 shekels, you read it slowly, there's supposed to be a pasuk in it. Definitely, your 100 shekels right now has a pasuk in it. You're allowed to bring that to the bathroom now. There, it's very in Lashon HaKodesh. You don't have the head, it has no Kedusha. It doesn't have Kedusha. So you're allowed to bring your 100 shekels, take it out, and have it in the bathroom or not. So first, the Torah you're allowed to have in the bathroom or not. So there's a difference between the first, before, there's a difference between something that has the Torah on it, and something that has Shemus Hashem. A siddur with Hashem Hashem in it, or Torah that has Shemus Hashem. If it only has Divrei Torah without Hashem, without Hashem's name, the Shabur and Simon Men, Pashas, Paskins, what? Even with the Pasuk, you have a Pasuk without Hashem's name. So it brings down that Chaim says, Nikifta, kiss, but however the Pasukim and Meshavu himself says nine loads there, and the Chori holds, you only need one kiss, one covering. Any Divrei Torah you write, notes, you can put it in your pocket, there's no problem. That's how Mishnah Lachas Paskins, the Tisliyadza Paskins, Nyonim Balacha Paskins, the Chori, that's Pashas and Mishnah Brua. That's how Shlomo Zalman explains to Mishnah Brua that way, that there's no Isser when it's Divrei Torah. You don't need more than one kiss. One kiss certainly is the most you need. Maybe you need less than that. So that's first as the kishra boy. As if it's real divrei Torah. Now let's say it's on the shekel itself. So first, they have different shuvas. In 1983, with the original shekel, and they came out with a 1,000 shekel bill. Then the shekel was 1,000, 10,000. It was much different than now. And then they had, first they had the Rambam on one side of the 1,000 shekel bill, and they had the lochas of the Rambam, hooks move of a loaf on the other side. It was Ksav Yad. It covered the Ksav Yad, the Rambam's handwriting on the other side. The lochas. So, they wrote to Paiskim, you see all these tumors, interesting tumors. They asked Shalos, first of all, are you different Shalos? First of all, when it falls on the floor, you have to kiss it. One Shalos. So it's a safer. Second of all, are you allowed to give it to a goy? You can give a vata. Thirdly, if a goy has it, maybe you have to get it back and try to convince him to switch it. Third, a fourth, on the Shabbos, they're fired, you have to save it. Fifth, the Shaila, they ask about the bathroom, you mean the Beis HaKisei, all these interesting Shailas. So all the points can come out when you say, but the case over there happens to be that the Rambam was written on one side, except it was broken up. So there was much less of a Kedusha, because you couldn't really read it straight. You could read the words, but it was jumping around. That was the case over there. So there, that Tshuva, Sheva Levin, Chalipar has a Tshuva about it, Tzitz Liyad has a Tshuva about it. Different points can have a Tshuva about it. They all say, for different reasons, it's mortar, totally mortar. There's no Kedusha in it. Either because Tfus itself, Mishmur Simbem, Bimzana Chavetzio has no Kedusha, or because Bethlehem Goy has no Kedusha, or it's not Kabbalah for it, or you can't read it, for whatever reason, they're allowed to bring it to the bathroom. However, it sounds like Mavoz and Lechol HaPach is one covering you should have. You should, the most you should have is one covering. And that's how also, Tell the Chachma in Tshuva Chelivov, he says, you shall have one covering, why else Bezoin? Look, it didn't have no Kedusha, else Bezoin, again the same minion. There's a problem with Bezoin over here, so you have one covering. That's else the 1,000 shekel, the 100 shekel that we have a pasuk. I don't think it has a Shem Hashem. I didn't read it this time. I don't know which pasuk, I don't know where it is. You have to know that well to find it. I think it's a Melitza, you can't definitely figure out which one it is. So if you read it, L'chor, can you bring it to the bathroom or not? So L'chor should be the same thing as 1,000 shekel, and L'chor you should be able to bring it to the bathroom, unless Bezoin you should cover it. And it's wrote down in the safe in the kiosk to cover that tefillah. It's the paiskim. What to do about our 100 shekels? Migdal machlok is a paiskim. Who are the ones who are machma? Only machma on Bezoin. But if I had one covering, would be good enough.
There's a melitza that we should
cover. What?
There's a melitza that's
still kedusha. It should not be have kedusha. It should not have kedusha. It's a melitza.
Yeah,
but you have to know why they wrote it. I don't know why they wrote it. I know who figured out that. Yes.
After you give money away to Eretz, you pass
it. Oh, so that who is not Bezoin because. People, it's not nick, it's not noticeable. Like, again, put it in your pockets. It's not bazillion, it's covered. So, as long as people don't see it, there's no bazillion to it.
What's the bazillion? You know, like, can't money in the bathroom?
You shouldn't have it out in the bathroom. Or mice of penny loafers, I mean, they used to have, I don't think they have anymore. A penny they sell in the shoes. So if you have the penny, you turn over the G-G screen to the other side. Or someone told me he once had a belt with Hashem's name on it. So it was Shmuel, it was Roshiva, Shmuel Kamenetsky. They told him, take over the belt when you go to the bathroom. You can't bring it in. It's bazillion. It's not nice bringing it to the bathroom.
Chaim?
But in Taiwan kiss. Who are partially lost Bezoin? When is it in English called Bachas? Who is the Shuva? One of the Swan. Okay. Fine, just a Sikumo was mentioned. First of all, the Samsoif, Pshanach Samsoif, Lechoy, Avadi La Se, Adon Oilom, Rachum Chanuk, that itself is Shvach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. From Samsoif, we see now, say, Hashem named Belaz, Lechoy, that's Pashas, how you would have to paskin, that's called a really place, can hold that way. If a person does say it, you have to put him in the nidui, however, it's a man of Zeb, place, you're a shogeg, and Lechoy, it's also put a person in the chayim, if it's a shogeg. What about saying the letters of G-D? So, the letter of Lechoy, Mirka, didn't be mutter, however, there is what to be machmer. What to be machmer. To say the dash is Lechoy meaningless, it doesn't do anything by UK VK, however, just take away Bezoin, Achy Yezza said it does help, there's an Issa Bezoin. Bring no, one is in English, there's no Kedusha at all. A shekel has a pasuk. I can have Kedusha ready. Then it's a different getter. Lashon Kodesh itself has Kedusha of Oisius. Dal is much easier. No Kedusha. Again, so Dal is Machloikis. The Machma only has Bezoin. You should give one covering. Tivetoya also, the only one covering you need for is one covering. And the Lechoy, everything will be good enough one covering. By Stam Siddur, a person has a sin in his pocket or not, there's a machlokes, if you one covering or two covering, Mishabur and Simmem Gimel, think that a machlokes, he's Naitel Lahakal, that only one covering. I think the Ulam is Machmer to put their Siddur or their Minchamayev inside the plastic, which is a good Lakuliyama. But the Am, the Kilim, who people just put inside the pocket, the machlokes, and the Rabbis make.
Is the Siddur
cover, so there is a Kafachayim who wants to say the cover is good enough. Pash is not good enough. There's only Mekel because by us, Tfus, Tfus itself, Machlokes, it has Kedusha not. But Shabur Sim Mem brings down the Chavasio, has no Kedusha. Himself is only Semech on that Peshas and Chak. So that's in cover, should not be good enough. Yerichab Zonnefeld says if you stop by bathroom, just bring it in, it's no problem. Even you can hold it in your hand. Fine, that's a scope.
The jacket and the
one the jacket and the
that's all one.
No, that's one thing. One you can say this pocket and the jacket.
It's two different things.
It's not two covering, it's not the get of covering, it's one covering. It's one thing, one entity, one unit. Every paper if you write very good, you can take this paper and separate it. That's it. You can be able to do it. You can put water in your thing without separating it.
And the jacket is totally separate inside.
So, there's airspace, but still one thing. What? It depends how it's sewed on, the auspices. But that's only a spittle. That's only a spittle. What is it? Is the Mavat want to know it's a separate entity by itself? It doesn't make it into making two different things. Pash is that way. I mean, everyone's about tefillin, right? Tefillin itself also can take apart. Right? You have two plastic on top for that reason. Why do you have plastic on top of your tefillin bag? Tefillin bag also has a lining and a thing on top. And everyone has two bags for this reason of kiss with their kiss.
But
that the one meal
itself doesn't work.
No, that. Walk me over. No, it's not meal. You only put it there. It's not meal. If you're putting it there, so it should be kissed by a kiss. So that doesn't make any difference.
There's
hanging
like this,
you
look this,
being put there to be marked. No, because you read it together. You show it's one eye, so you read it, that's how you read it. No, the bag is put there. Every time you put something as a kiss, and it should come to Yuchel Kach, because you're putting it there for that reason. You're putting it there.
These jag, they're called
Tulum
bags.
Right?
You walk into the store, they're called
Tulum. Yeah, why? Because you have kiss by kiss for that reason. It's cool that, in order to not have the problem. Alright, unless you could be, maybe not. Right, so we see from Lurin and Darim, you see the Klayach HaPeh a person has, you have to be very careful, the Shmiras HaPeh, you can make Shuras, you can make Nedarim, by saying Hashem's name, you have to also be very careful, to see this in you have to be very careful. In Ador, the Olam is a Makbid on Inman Voshnara, also the Klayach HaPeh, says like Weimer, was like Weimer, and what's like Weimer is the Miri and Yevamas and Havavaz and Havavaz says, why? Because the Talmidim of Kiva passed away, and they stopped passing away, they stopped dying. Why did they die? The Gemara said they're not knowing to each other. Ben Adam Chaveri. What misa did they get? They got a askura. So says Mashal, who gets misa's askura? The Gemara in Shabbos on Lambez and Vei says who gets askura? People speak Loshnara. The chesaron between the Talmidim of the Kiva is what? They spoke Loshnara upon each other. Not some Ben Adam Chaveri. They hit each other. They ravaz each other. What did they do? They spoke Loshnara upon each other. That was the issa, and that's where they died. And that's what they got misa askura for. Everyone knows tomorrow the signs of Lov Yeshiva, the sign of Inyan Vashnara, the sign of the Sefer again. And it's again the Inyan to be Shem Yepeh, be careful with the mouth. And everyone should try to start the Seder. Everyone starts the Seder. The Shalas, very few finish. But everyone should try to start it again and get a Mechayiv, get their roommate to always remind them every night, don't go to sleep till you did the two Alachas. Two Alachas don't take too long. Try to get the Mechayiv and try to do it. And as the Chofetz Chaim himself writes, that there's no way Mashiach is going to come if the Olam is not Shem Yepeh from Vashnara. Takum Mizrecha to work on our Shmiras HaPeh, Saipul Hashem Shmuel Vatolo, Saipul Loshnara, and try to start tomorrow the Issa Loshnara, and without Mizrecha to Mashiach.
Oh, no.